LeBron James returns to Cleveland tonight. The Akron native spent the first 7 years of his playing career playing for his home state Cavaliers. But last summer, the NBA superstar became a free agent. He dangled the prospect of staying with the Cavs, but ultimately broadcast his now infamous decision during a much maligned primetime interview with ESPN's Jim Gray.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, LeBron, what's your decision?
And this fall, man, it's very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
The fallout was swift and dramatic. While James joined fellow stars Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade on the Heat, the Cavs fans erupted in anger. And that sets the stage for King James's return tonight to the very arena where Clevelanders haven't forgotten him nor forgiven him. The fact that James's new team is struggling just over 500 only adds to the night's frenzied atmosphere. Cleveland fans, Cleveland Cavalier fans, how will you welcome LeBron James back home? Our number here is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. With us now is East Cleveland native Jimmy Israel, a journalist and the moderator of Tell Me More's regular barbershop segment on NPR. He joins us from member station WCPN in Cleveland. Jimmy, how are you?
Tony Cox, what's up, man? How you living?
Man, let me ask you what it's like in Cleveland today. Just give us a sense. Are people everywhere talking about it, or is the rest of the country talking and nobody in Cleveland is talking?
Honestly, man, people in Cleveland are just trying to figure out how to make, you know, a pot of chili stretch to the weekend. I mean, it really occurs to me as a media manufactured event. I take it for what it's worth, but what is it worth? In a city where the infrastructure is crumbling and the public schools are, you know, spinning around the toilet, you know, we can't be terribly concerned that, you know, a guy, a really talented guy, that left the city is not coming back to do what he does best. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, but we saw the pictures. They burned his jersey. They took the witness sign off the building downtown, and all we hear is people are like really, really angry, so angry that they couldn't wait for the opportunity to vent. What do you expect to see tonight?
Man, between me and you and the rest of the NPR audience, Cleveland's a tough town. Cleveland is a town that hates his heroes and it hates his villains with the same kind of vitriol. So that said, you know, those things that you mentioned, listen, this is the same town that when LeBron was here used to take pot shots at his mom for her exuberance at the games. Also, there was a big story about his paternity or us not knowing about his paternity. And there was also stories about his generosity or lack of generosity as a tipper. You know, this is the kind of love you get in your hometown. No wonder when, you know, an invitation comes to maybe greener pastures, you're really thinking about that quite seriously. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, man. I don't know what we're going to expect tonight, but everybody, a good portion of the people in Cleveland can still afford cable. So I would imagine that they'll probably be watching, you know, Boardwalk Empire, not so much interested in the game.
All right, let me read a couple of emails to you. We've got some callers from Cleveland. They are already lining up. Everybody's got an opinion. Here's one from Deborah in Cleveland. Let's be honest. We Clevelanders are a needy bunch. The whole love us and stay campaign made us seem just so desperate. LBJ is like the gorgeous lover who just looks good, but in the end has no heart, honesty, or fortitude. In the end, just the type of lover you're better off without, but can just kick yourself for ever falling for at all.
She's telling us too much about her personal life. Quiet is kept, but go ahead, man.
Let's take this. Before I take this, I'm going to take a call. Then I'm going to ask you about those $5,000 courtside seats. This first caller is Jason. He's calling us from where else? Cleveland. Jason, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
I called from Concord. You know, born and raised in Cleveland, been here 38 years. Big fan of Cleveland, big fan of the Cavs. I think, you know, with the people that I run around with, we're not so upset with, you know, LeBron for going to Miami. We're upset for the way he did it. It was this big egomaniacal, self-aggrandizing spectacle that he put on called The Decision, in which he just, at the last minute, you know, I mean, it wasn't even the last minute. He had made up his mind a long time ago, but dragged things on and then just put together this big, you know, thing about him and was like, hey, I'm just going to South Beach. And it was just a big slap in the face for Cleveland. I'm over it, and I hope we kick the Heat's butt tonight. But I lost a lot of respect for Manny, who I really, really had a lot of respect for.
Thank you very much, Tony, Jason. Go
Tony,
ahead.
Can I ask him a question?
Oh, he's gone, unfortunately.
Okay, well, here's my rhetorical question. You know, when was the last time, look, when I quit the Lexington Herald Leader, I didn't get an opportunity to have my many gifted sponsors, you know, give money to charities that I thought that mattered. You know, when I quit, I just chucked the deuces and headed for the door. You know what I mean? Everybody's talking about the way that he did it. How would you have done it? I mean, what is the best? He didn't do a Steven Slater. He didn't grab a beer, hop on a plane, and just get out. How would you have done it? What was the best way for him to do it? I mean, listen, this was a tough decision that I wouldn't wish on a goat. You know, this young man, all things considered, he handled this as well as anybody could be expected to handle.
A lot of people are not going to agree with you on that. I'm going to take a call, an email, then I'm going to come back. I still want to ask you about those $5,000 courtside seats. This is Matt from Cleveland. Matt, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I agree with the previous caller that it's the way that he left us that really upsets us. You know, when Jim Thome left the Indians for more money, nobody really had a problem with it. Same thing with Manny Ramirez. When he got more money offered, he left in a way that made sense. But LeBron, he waited until the very end of free agency to make his announcement. And we feel that he did that so that nobody else could sign in a new free agent so that we could rebuild our team, and that he was trying to stack the deck for him and the Heat so that they could take the championship with no contest.
All right, Matt, thank you for that. Let me read this email from Eileen. She says, I am a Clevelander and have a tremendous respect for the young man that LeBron is. I feel sorry for him. He was given very bad advice, and he left a group of people who thought of him as a king. He will likely never have that again. It is a big loss for him and us as well. Anger is an aspect of grief, but I hope we can all put that aside to play ball. You mentioned a minute ago, Jimmy, about, you know, what was he supposed to do, but I don't know how many people leave jobs and have an hour special on live TV.
And I don't know how many people have the luxury of being in a position, like I said, to leave a gig and then be able to leave something behind. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but I don't know. I mean, who leaves the gig the best way? You know, it's like whenever you have a long term breakup, there's always going to be problems. You know, no one ever has the optimum breakup. You know, it's not you, it's them. You know, or it's not them, it's you. You know, so sometimes you just got to make a move and hope for the best. And that's what LeBron did. What are you going to do? Akron's own.
Now LeBron. Now here's Mary from Cleveland. Mary is going to say he could have done something. Isn't that right, Mary?
Yes. I mean, if what this guy is saying is true, how come we're going to cheer Z when he comes out and we're not going to say anything when LeBron comes out if both of them did it the right way?
Now, that's an interesting question. She's talking, of course, about Zagonis Ilgauskas, who was a center on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who also left Miami, who also left the team and went down to be with LeBron. But people don't seem to be so mad about him. What about that, Jimmy?
I think Z wasn't as good a player. I think nobody cared. I think it was like, oh, is he gone? It was like, I thought he was already gone. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that didn't even know he was still on the team. So,
all right, let's go back. This is Todd from, I think it's Kirtland, Ohio. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, I tell you what I don't think should happen. I don't think the Cleveland fans should be booing this guy. I think we ought to show a lot more class than that. He is obviously not a class act because of how he did what he did, and I don't think the Cleveland fans should be booing him and carrying on. I think we should beat him. I think the Cavs should win and beat the hell out of LeBron James. I think that would show what Cleveland's made out of.
Let me ask you a question, Todd, if I may.
Yes.
If you had $5,000, would you put it down on a courtside seat to see LeBron tonight at the Q?
I wouldn't put $5,000 to see anybody play. It's too much money to play to watch a basketball game.
There's a guy that's got his head on straight. Are people spending that kind of money there, really, Jimmy?
Nobody I know, man. Seriously, I don't know anybody spending $5,000. I mean, that's almost a used Hyundai. Seriously, no, man. I don't know anybody with that kind of money.
All right, let's talk to Brian. Brian is in Dover. Brian, welcome. You're on Talk of the Nation.
Hi there.
Hi.
I think Cleveland is going to be almost a dangerous place to be tonight, especially after the game. I think what happened when LeBron left. That anger, I think, disappeared just a little bit over the summer. Fans were given a little bit of time to cool off and let it sink in. But I think the attention that it's really received this week especially has just brought some of those feelings back. And I'm remembering the beginning of the NBA season. Miami plays Boston. Miami loses to Boston. Boston comes to Cleveland the next night. Cleveland beats Boston. And Cleveland fans got a little bit of a feeling of redemption almost. And I think that we're after that feeling of redemption again tonight. I think some of the old feelings have been stirred back up. And I think that we're going to get it off our chest.
But we'll find out certainly not very long from now either. Brian, thank you very much for that. Another question for you, Jimmy. One of the signature things that LeBron James did that he began in Cleveland and he's taken it on the road with him is that where he gets on the side and puts the powder on his hands and
the chalk,
the chalk and sprays it into the air. Do you think he would have the nerve to do that tonight?
Why not?
Because
why shouldn't he do it, Tony?
Well, because of he's already said that he's expecting a very negative reaction. Wouldn't that be potentially perceived as rubbing a little salt in the wound if he went and did that, knowing he's not a part of that environment anymore?
Yeah, well, I mean, if LeBron comes into the arena, holds his head up, that's going to be considered rubbing salt into the wound. So he needs to do LeBron, take his chalk, put it up in the air, and do his job, because that's what he gets paid to do. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do people want from LeBron James? What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to come in with his hat, you know, in his lap and, you know, with his head down and talk about, I'm so sorry I did you wrong? Listen, he made the best decision for LeBron. He's playing to win. He's not playing for fun. So he went, and it takes a team to win. And one man can't carry a team. You know, so he did what was best for LeBron and for his family. Let this young man stand proud, or at least stand up. And do him.
Well, the question is whether or not you and what you're saying, and it sounds like you know, you're a supporter of LeBron James's, and we don't hear a lot about that coming out of Cleveland. Are you in the minority in this point of view in Cleveland, or are you speaking for people that are there are a lot more people like you than we are led to believe in terms of what we read and see?
Tony, I don't want to mislead you. I'm not a supporter of LeBron James so much as I am a supporter of people that in a recession. Listen, how many young people of any color, any stripe, any background do you know that in a recession can write their own ticket? You know what I mean? And this young man, he made his decision to write his own ticket. I'm proud of this young man for having the ability to in this day and time, you know, to be able to write his own ticket. He did it. He stands by his decision, and he's getting on with his life. And he did what was best for him. So I'm proud of him.
Here's an email from Michael in Tucson. He says, LeBron's long-term financial success, to your point, Jimmy, is based on fan appreciation. Clearly, the fans' reaction to LeBron's leaving shows that the way he left was a mistake. Another question for you is this. The Miami Heat team that he is now on, I think they're 11-8. They won last night by 25 points. They're not doing so well. Are people sort of like in Cleveland feeling, okay, good, you're getting yours back?
I think there's a sense that you got to warm up. You know, you can't just come up on a team and all of a sudden you guys are in the winner's circle. I mean, everybody has to kind of get to know each other and get to know each other how they play. So, I mean, time will tell if he made the right decision or not.
All right, Julie is in Kent, Ohio. Julie, welcome. You're on Talk of the Nation. Julie, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say I was at the Boston game on Tuesday and watching the whole, you know, Boston just absolutely smashing us. It just made it that much worse. And knowing that the game was today, I just think the way he left us, it was hurtful to this community. And then to make that commercial, you know, and put salt in the wound and, you know, what do you want me to be? It's like, we want you to be who you said you'd be. You said you'd bring us the championship, and you never did. And then you left us, you know, just so that you could win as opposed to taking more money. It was just hurtful to all of the Cavs fans. And, you know, we backed him for how many years? 7 years? And, you know, for him to leave us like that, it was just, you know, as a Cavs fan, it was hurtful to us. Like, honestly,
He should have never made that promise.
He comes back to Cleveland so that he can walk around and see the looks on people's faces.
Are you going to watch the game?
Yeah, I will be watching every second of that game.
Are you going to boo every time he touches the ball?
No, I mean, you know, he did what he did, but it's like, you know, you still got to play. But I just feel like instead of booing, I hope that everyone in that stadium just gives him dead silence and doesn't even acknowledge him. You know what I mean? I would rather see people, you know, not boo and disrespect, but just say, hey, like, you did us wrong, you know.
Thank you, Julie, for that. Our time is up, Jimmy, but really briefly, is there anything instructive for us in terms of this whole situation with LeBron and how the community and maybe a misunderstanding between him and the people that supported him in terms of how he decided to leave, not realizing the hurt feelings that would be behind?
You got to be true to yourself. No matter who you are, you got to be true to yourself. At the end of the day, all these people that you've promised these Tooth Fairy wishes to, these aren't the people that you are in your home. And you got to be true to yourself and your family and be willing to make a decision and stand by it. Go LeBron.
Well, we'll find out. The game time is tonight. LeBron James back in Cleveland. Jimmy Israel is a freelance journalist who wrote the book, The Denzel Principle. He joined us from member station WCPN in Cleveland. You going to watch the game, Jimmy?
No, man. I'm going to be watching Dolomite on DVD.
Thanks, Jimmy, very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Tomorrow, it is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here for a talk with neurologist Oliver Sacks about the mysteries of vision and the brain, plus the science of beer and brewing. Neil Conan is back on Monday. Have a great weekend.